The story and legacy of Impressionism are told in pieces from the Dallas Museum of Art. The Impressionist Revolution features paintings and sculptures from the late 19th to the early 20th centuries. Right now, it's on display at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville. Mark Scala is chief curator at the Frist. He says Impressionists were known for going into nature and creating art from life and observation.
Oftentimes we think of the Impressionist style or technique as showing visible brushstrokes and showing the effect of light as it plays across the surface. The importance of that is accrued to Impressionism is the idea of that immediate response to the outside world. It's not these are not studio pictures necessarily. So these are the things that I think we identify with. We can kind of see how a work of art was made.
Dr. Nicole Myers of the Dallas Museum of Art tells us Impressionism was considered revolutionary and not widely appreciated at the time. In fact, the term Impressionist was meant to be insulting.
It was a dig that a critic gave to them because these artists weren't seen as being able to complete a finished picture. It was just an impression or a snapshot, which was fine for a sketch done in the studio, but not acceptable to display to the public and to sell as real art.
Several names in the Impressionist Revolution are familiar to millions of people, even if they're not well-versed in art. Degas, Monet, Renoir, and Manet are names we know. Scala says others may not be as familiar.
There's an artist named Gustave Caillebotte, who is one of the original Impressionists. He exhibited with them frequently, but he's not a household name. And there's a marvelous image of his garden, painting of his garden, just brilliantly colored. People are going to love that. An artist named Pissarro. Some people might have heard of Pissarro. But he was really an extraordinary and very interesting artist who experimented with different styles within the framework of Impressionism.
Almost all the first Impressionists were men, although Myers points out one woman, Berthe Morisot, was also in the group.
She was the only woman among the founding members of the Impressionist group that showed in 1874. She would be joined by two other women in the movement. So that's Mary Cassatt, the homegrown American hero, and a woman named Marie Brachmond. Cassatt would show in only a handful of the exhibitions, Brachmond not very many herself. It was not an easy thing for women in this period to have a career as a professional artist. So we're thrilled to be able to have some representation here in this exhibition with a fabulous sketch by Morisot.
Visitors will see some memorable paintings and sculptures guaranteed to leave an impression. Scala calls it an experience for the senses.
There's something incredibly joyful about the way artists are translating the world into pure, vivid color. But it's also a lesson in how ideas shift and move from one generation to the next. They change. As you go from the 19th to the 20th century, it's a lesson in the way artists have challenged tradition.
Meyer says Impressionist art has historically been called playful, colorful, and even offensive. Yet, it has lasted.
It was not popular at the time. It wasn't acceptable. And yet, it became, in just a couple of decades, something that represents French art production and that you see on the walls of museums around the world. I think in shifting the attention to everyday life and the sensation of how we experience nature, people, I think that resonates with a broad public. It doesn't matter who you are, we have that experience of going outside, and it connects to our everyday lives in a way that art doesn't always do.
The Impressionist Revolution is at the Frist Art Museum until May 31st. Details on the exhibition and related programs are at fristartmuseum.org. FristArtMuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.